I'm here with Dr. Chris Dyer, who's a geriatrician from the Royal United Hospitals in Bath. Chris, we were hearing that in terms of the charter mark, which is a mark that you have you and colleagues have developed for the care of people with dementia in the hospital, could you tell me where the idea came from and what were the kind of steps that, made you think and embark on this?
Sure. Well, we were, our dementia strategy working group, were trying to find out how we might be able to spread best practice across the whole trust, as opposed to having one or two areas or wards within the hospital that were dementia friendly. So we asked ourselves the question, how do we engage our staff in raising standards? And we came up with the idea of the charter mark, setting out 17 core standards of care. And the idea then is that we launched this with publicity and made our wards aware that they could apply for the charter mark. And they work with our matron, Jane Davies, who you were talking to try and ensure that they are able to achieve those particular standards.
And would you say that it had had a positive effect on the care of people with dementia in the hospital?
Well, it's been massively positive because what we found is we've generated some sort of competition within the trust. So our first ward achieved a charter mark, and we have it's done in collaboration with the Alzheimer's Society, and we have one ward which achieved a silver charter mark, and then the next ward wanted to achieve a charter mark, and it's rolled out across the hospital as a sort of competition. We also presented as a certificate presented by the Director of Nursing and the Alzheimer's Society, and there's a prize actually for a gold charter mark of £1,000 towards staff training. We've really seen massive enthusiasm from staff at all levels.
And I think you were saying earlier as well the buy-in and the enthusiasm from the Trust Board has been a good thing as well.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely crucial to get Trust Board buy-in because it opens the doors to a lot of areas, and we've got a lot of support from our Centre for Quality and Improvement in that as well.
Just in the last few seconds, Chris, I know you've implemented the dementia sequin here. If there was one good thing and one bad thing about the dementia sequin in the last 15 seconds or so, what would you say it was?
Certainly raise the profile, improving care for people who might have dementia. It's a hearts and minds thing. But the only negative is that, you know, sometimes you have to get absolutely 95% to achieve any financial recompense.
Chris, thank you very much indeed. I don't know if you can hear the person on the roof about to come through, but Chris, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.